Warfield, well, UC Theater Berkeley has IC3.
Spin a wheel. Let us do that Reaper Man. Reaper Man. Have you ever been fun? Reaper Man.
Larry Harvey, the managing director and toilet czar of Burning Man, asking him how...
No, you guys are actually on a special edition. I'm coming on tomorrow, 4 to 6. It's going to be my regular spot. This is Fiat Chase. You're on with Happy Horse Shit. So I'm playing around. I'm still getting used to things. So it's going to be kind of touch and go here, but I talk a lot. Luckily, I haven't had too much coffee today, but I'm going to go right into... let's see. It's my first time playing off my phone here. Right into my first show, Ross, who's I mean, he's indisposed. He's spearfishing in the fjords. It means he's working, guys. That's my so this is going to be one of my favorite artists. Let's see if I can get it going smoothly right away. And this is going to be Luke Steele with his project before. I don't know if it was right before, but before Empire of the Sun, this is Good Dancers. It's a curling remix. Let's see how this goes. Might be some commercials here or there. Technical difficulties. Hang on. You're on with Fiat Chase and Happy Horseshit. I'm just going to get the turntables going. Maybe some David Assets first. Expect some Ravenettes if I can get some things going. But I'm playing around. I think device one isn't... This isn't going to make any sense to you guys. I'm going to actually... I love this tune, so I'm going to just try to play it again, mess around, see what I can do. Hope everybody's having a good morning. I'm going to play some Bus Driver, Women's History Month, so some Betty Servert, some Slater Kinney, and I'm going to give it one more shot with Luke Steele. Faintly. I'm just going to put it up to the... What can I do? Put it up to the mic here, it sounds.
I'm gonna die.
are. This can be an extremely lo-fi. I like lo-fi. Extremely lo-fi version of Not the Balcony. Rocker Smooth is spearfishing. In the few words of America, he's working. That's the last time I use it. I do tend to milk jokes. I'm going to do some news, do some commentary, probably play some clips from Planet Earth Outtakes, David Attenborough, hero of mine. I'll probably talk about, a little bit about Delia Derbyshire and what he did for her at Radiophonic Workshop. BBC One, she's one of the first, just electronic music pioneer, one of the first to have people recognize she scored that electronic music is music. But, hey, important to know, I am here, I am organic intelligence in a meat suit. At the end of the show, you can be like, intelligent, not intelligent. But, yeah, it's like first few go-arounds here. I'm trying to think what was in my mind today, what I was playing in my room that I want to play. It's extremely lo-fi. I'm still getting the equipment going, so it's probably just going to, if you're walking around the mission, I saw a local musician, you can come and rap and on the window and be like, hey, this is, it sounds okay through the headphones. These are great mics, apparently. So I am going to play something random. I'm promising you guys a lot of local music, a lot of rock and roll. So I'm going to play probably the closest I've ever been at a show is at the Parkside. And I knew why this band was named as it is. And I thought they were, like, amazing rock and roll. I just found out that they are on Bandcamp. So I don't know anything about this song other than it's 3 minutes long. And it's probably some great rock and roll lo-fi. Today, Not the Balcony, Happy Horse Shit with Fiat Chase. If you tune in tomorrow, it's going to be my regular spot, 4 to 6. I'll probably have a little more high on the fi. Hope you all had a wonderful, safe weekend. St. Patrick's Day, this is Cobretti. That I expected some love. Maybe it's another Cobretti. Okay, so Cobretti, I'm a big movie buff. I know what I'll play. My favorite songs ever from a soundtrack. Quentin Tarantino. Still haven't seen all his movies. Obviously, he does great scores. I remember, other than Halloween, when I was in 8th grade, it was an amazing time. I was, like, stunned because we watched the first Halloween and just something clicked and I was like, this is a film, right? So, and I remember when I saw Pulp Fiction and I got my mind blown and I was like, this is a film. So, my favorite movie ever, I mean, I do love The Lives of Others, but I want to say True Romance is my I saw it at the Balboa Theater recently. So I'm going to play something off the True Romance soundtrack. I've been meaning to research these articles. It sounds like a mindfuck. Or work. True Romance soundtrack, Joe and Charlie. This is just like a lovely, lovely, lovely song, though I did not put it in the platform I wanted to. So we will see. It's going to take a second, or maybe I'll just... yeah, and I'm going to play some air first, and then I will find lo-fi... This is cool. This is fitting. This is the first song I was going to play. I was thinking about it last night. So this is Air. Lo-fi, you're on with Happy Worship, Fiat Chase. It's equally we'll be right back. Song is one of my favorite ever. I was walking by on Haight Street, like, I don't know, like 2010, and I was like, ooh, what is this? And, or no, well, I was like, I know this. I came in and I was like, this is good. This is Phoenix. And I discovered Phoenix. I'm probably going to play Turn Your Camera On, but that's a great song. But also, think, first off, I'm going to play. I love this guy. My friend was going to have him do a residency, and it just never happened. Materialized that I knew about, but one of my favorite musicians. He's really cool. Seems like he has a good group of friends and lives life the right way. So he put out a DJ Kicks compilation a while ago, and if you've heard any of my stuff through Rocker Smooth being generous and training me, I really like electro and like electro pop. So this is going to be Black Keys Work, and you can find that this song. I just love it. This is on Erland Oy's DJ Kicks compilation, on which you also find Phoenix. This is the Black Keys Work.
What a little house you have. kissing in the sun on the heart. Sit down in the chair and play. I stretch out in the bed and wait. And wait. You ask me if I have, I say no. Neither do you, but still, you go on top of me, and you stay. Wake up with a smile, next day, next day.
Jostling around. Man, I got some Janet Jackson here. I think I'm going to play some David Essex next. Hear a bunch of beeps on my phone. That's my battery, email. If you have an Android, I'm not that popular. It's probably my baseball text thread. I think I know what I want to play next, and that's probably going to be me doing some comedy or doing the news. That was me warming up. Maybe I'll do some freestyle or some. All right. I know this song is where I want. This song I discovered off one of the streaming services back in like 2014, and it's remained one of my favorites. Totally awesome, cool song. I relate a lot. This is Heartless. Wait, where's the one I want? Yeah. This is. Here we go. Heartless Bastards. And I confused Phoenix and Spoon. Sorry about that.
Old towns and highway signs, another book surpasses the time. Empty cans and bottles line, this room is almost like a shrine. Till the night did, and the place we've all been looking for, been searching now forever, and it's right behind the door.
before I totally lose my ability to do anything, that was Heartless Bastard, Searching for the Ghost. Before I lo-fi edition here, happy horse shit. Normally I'm going to be on Tuesdays. Did my first Tuesday solo last week. It was cool. It went well. I'm going to have some technical difficulties talking. Fiat Chase with you. It's a beautiful day here in San Francisco, and I hope it is wherever you are. And this song, on my show, I'll have it running more smoothly tomorrow, I think, and won't just talk in between every song, but I'm playing off the mic through my phone right now, but I have a 45 I want to play. It's one of the coolest songs ever, I think. But right now, one of my favorite tunes ever. If you don't like this song, please let me know, and we have to talk, because I feel like this is one of the... We're in a divided society in a world. I think it's going to get better. We can... What I thought of a long time ago, I was like, what can we all agree on? And I think we all... like to stare out at a body of water, and I get to do it a lot, and it's a beautiful body of water. I always dreamed of living by the ocean when I was little, so I think, I don't know what led me into that. I kind of do. I just want to reminisce about, I'll talk about songs, what they mean to me. This, I'll never forget the day at a friend's place in central New York. It's in Alaska now, but it was a while ago, and there was this band playing. It was like one of those summer days, this kind of like ramshackle house, beautiful, on a hill, an amazing hill, and all these people happy moving in, college days, and this band came on, and they popped into my head not too long ago, and they're called Donna the Buffalo. I'll probably play some, probably gonna play, I think, some Gillian Welsh as well, who I saw in Central New York, and some Jenny Lewis, who I saw here. This is Donna the Buffalo. There might be a commercial in here. It's gonna be lo-fi. I love this song. Hope you will too. Probably have to skip a commercial at this point, I think. Yes, that's okay. I'm going to talk about some commercials I've seen recently. They're pretty funny and interesting. Maybe I'll be an ad guy at some point. Copywriter. For anyone who's a copywriter. Here, Down on the Buffalo. There must be. Okay. Thank you. The first time I got to play music on the station, I had Ross play it. So I think I'm going to talk and try to get, I'm probably just like talk loud, just see if I can get to play this 45 I want to play, maybe plug in my phone, maybe talk about some stuff going on in the world. I said I looked at the news recently, and I have a Janet Jackson 45 sitting here that I bought at a record store in the neighborhood. So I'm gonna yell a little bit, be loud. We're a lo-fi edition. You are on Radio Valencia. Roth has been nice enough to bequeath me his show. He again is spearfishing in the fjords of America. Tomorrow I'll have it dialed, but I think I can maybe get a 45 going. This song, if I get it to work, I think I can. All Systems Go, one of my favorite all time. I think it's just one of the coolest songs ever. So this is a 45 I got in the neighborhood. We will see how it goes. I think it's gonna work. So, alright, I'm going to try it. I'm putting the needle on, as they used to say. Put the needle on. Alright, ready? Let's try it. A little dead air for a second. Try the other turntable. This is strange. So sorry about the dead air. Still working out the kinks. Second solo time. It's not the balcony. It is Happy Horseshit with Fiat Chase. I'll be on 4 to 6 tomorrow. I'm just going to switch turntables. Having a little technical difficulty. I have no CDs. Bear with me. I'm yelling. I'm trying to get it to work. Hope your day's going rad. I'm going to switch turntables. See what we can do here. So this are you eagerly awaiting? It's not Janet Jackson. I love Janet Jackson, though. Let's see if we can get this turntable to work. I feel like I started hearing a little something. I don't know. Let's see. No, and the record is playing right in front of me. So my battery's going to run on my phone. It's going to be me talking for a while. This is a lo-fi edition of Happy Horse Shit. You're with Fiat Chase. And we're going to play now. Mix it up a little, maybe? Huh. Like, all right. I know what we're going to play. I got to go to the Warfield for the first time. I was buzzing after I came out of the show. I was at, got to make Outside Lands for the first time, and just had a bunch of neat, just a beautiful, beautiful time. I'll probably post a photo of it when I can't find a photo tomorrow of something to put on my show. I'll post a photo I took at Outside Lands. So I had this great conversation, and it came up like, hey, it was the best show you ever saw. And there's like three I've seen a lot. There's three that come to mind, but I can tell you I was buzzing after I came out of the Warfield, and I got to see this artist, who's very, very cool. This is a beautiful, well, let's see. What do I want to play? Not the slowest. Yeah, I like this one. There's a t-shirt saying this too. So here is a kind of commercial lo-fi edition. Very cool woman, amazing songwriter. I love this song. Jenny Lutz.
cycles. It's a merry-go-round. I've been working off that juju from my hometown. I am a rebel, all American made. Jesus Christ and the devil, yin and yang. There are no hard feelings, how can I help you? It's time I get away, get away. How can I help you? When you are up around, give me the run around, boy. This shit is crazy town. What do you come around for? I'm not a psycho, I'm just trying to get laid. I'm a rock and roll disciple in a video game. Turn down the treble, drop the bass. Respect to your guru, namaste. Yeah. There are no feelings, how can I help you? It's time I get away, get away. How can I help you? When you are up and down, heavy must be the crown, boy. This shit is crazy town. What do you come around for? This shit is how much do you really want it? How I'm gonna make you cry? How much do you really want it? Is it the ego that we hello goodbye?
Dead sun, dead sun,
Charge my phone. Sorry about the little hiccups. Still getting used to being here. Rocker Smooth should be back next week. Really neat guy. Has been very nice to me. So I'm going to charge my phone. Probably yell in the studio. The lo-fi is working out good. It sounds decent through my headphones. Some of these bands are kind of cool. Lo-fi stripped down. I like perfect pop songs, if you guys caught on to that. So I'm probably going to talk a little bit. I'm going to take my headphones off, charge my phone, probably talk about... Well, I'll talk about that. This is what I know. This is my take. Sometimes before I do a stand-up set, I'll be looking at the news. So I saw something. I'm not like super clued in to like, I do want to get like Night Flight Plus. I'm into like B movies and stuff. Like, I'm not super clued in to like pop culture. Sometimes I see things and names and people I don't know. I mean, everything's so diffuse nowadays, right? It's hard to know everything and everybody, but I feel like I took a screenshot of something that was kind of interesting, like a news item that I was like, let's see. Kendrick Lamar rips A$AP Rocky for Rocky trial on Playboy OI Carti's new album. I mean, that's like a mouthful to say anyway, and I feel like these are all jokes, people. I love everyone. I try to take the piss on myself, but like, and I do love hip hop. So I feel like some of the stuff, we're running out of names, right? But I feel like they didn't run out of names in the past, but I feel like all the kids in the next 10 years are going to be named either Lil something or A$AP something, and they're just going to combine it. And even like the woke cowboys are going to get involved. And I'm like, you know, people, country, I love country. I'm like a, believe me, I'm like a redneck. I grew up in central New York. I like off-road and 4x4 and fishing and all that shit. And, so do a lot of people, down south that are in the culture. So I'm going to, please don't get offended. I mean, if you're offended, it doesn't mean you're right. But like, it's going to be like, hey, on the playground, you can imagine, like, Hey Billy, how long time I haven't seen you. Hey, how's little A$AP Billy Bob doing? Oh, he's fine. You know, it's nice to see you, and we want to have you and your wife come over. Little A$AP Billy Bob's fine. Look at that. There's your little one. Look. Aw, she is cute. Little A$AP Amanda is getting big. It's going to be like everybody. Like, let's just all do it. All cultures and countries come together. Let's just, like, and celebrities are really going off the chain, right? We can, like, start naming people after a plant. Like, there's Cuisinart. Look at little Cuisinart. Look at him singing just like his dad, right? All right, my phone, I charged it for a second. Here's, I've seen it all with porn. So I've been watching, what I've been watching is, outtakes of Planet Earth, you guys, right? Play this, hold on, give me a sec. Dead air, hold on. Six times a year, the Jaguar comes down to the river to make... Get another camera in here. Oh, magnificent jet. It's freeform radio, but I mean, What can you say and what can't you say, right? In this day and age, right? And democracy means everyone's opinion is valid, but we don't challenge folks enough. Like, I like dogs and kids, right? Because I just look up to them. They're like unconditional love. They're just charging. They're just going for it, smiling, dancing, running, sniffing butts, hopefully just the dog. I mean, dogs are like, imagine if, like, we can only copy the animal kingdom so much, right? So much. Because if we let all the humans run around and be naked and sniffing butts, I mean, I want to see, this could be an art project, but it's got to be very just, you know, like screened. We have to screen people. You know what I mean? And what if you get like, imagine like, there's all these like niche fetishes right now. Like, we're getting bored with everything. You know, I'm not going to tell you, I have a sweet fetish. I like sweets, chocolate, sweet people. That's pretty much like, I used to do speed, so you can imagine what some of the scenarios I got into. So now, I've gone like completely the other way. Like, I want to go play baseball in the park. I do like to go to raucous rock and roll shows. That's freedom to me. That's great. But it would be a funny art project to just get all the people, just very, very open-minded people, everyone over 18, obviously, and just like, because what if you get, you know, it could just be like, you know, it would be funny. You know, it'd be funny. You know, it'd be funny, little Abner. We'll get the foot fetish people with the people that like to smell the butts and don't tell them. You know what I mean? And then just play a game of Twister or something like that. And like, geez, like the vajayjays right there, and like they're just going for the toes. I think a friend, we have mail. I'm gonna do like Pee Wee's Playhouse mail. I might yell it across the room. It's probably just a note. It's probably not a fan, but that would be cool. Hold on. It's probably Ross being like, hit this button and you sound terrible. What is it? Alright. We are updating. Oh, I'm not going to tell you who this is. From. We are updating our electricity rates on July 1st, 2025. See how they like, wording is like, updating. See, is it going to go down? I don't know if it's gonna go down. Updating. I've done sales a lot for work in my life. And I remember, I should charge my phone along. This is lo-fi. The mics are great, by the way. Phone charger, where did I put it? So these people came up from Florida to train us at this company. And it's like, I get maybe it. I mean, so language is important. I'm reading 1984 again right now, and I'm so paranoid. I thought I lost it the other day, but it was just like in a bag, like sealed up on the bus, and I'm like, just kind of like laughed at myself, where I'm like I'm pretty hard to freak out nowadays, but I'm like, oh my god, what if I like lose the book? And then I, like, pick it up again where I left off, and I'm reading it, and then I decide to go back 10 pages, and I think that's not what was actually going on. I'm going to read some George Packer. I think I'm just going to open this book. It's a book about America. Reuben stood in the political center, looking in both directions. This is from George Packer. I'm reading an Inner History of the New America. Called The Unwinding, like my second time through. It's really great. Reuben stood in the political center looking in both directions, but he was a Democrat because he was concerned about the plight of the poor. He was also worried about getting the deficits of the Reagan years. He wanted to get involved in politics. Few things were more attractive to him than the thought of seeing the world from inside the White House. So he began raising money for the Democratic Party. In 1982, his friend Bob Strauss asked him to chair a congressional fundraiser. Reuben wasn't at all sure that he would be able to raise enough money. In those days, there weren't that many Democrats in finance. But the dinner took in more than $1 million. Party leaders began to solicit his support and tapping Wall Street money, and he raised about $4 million for Walter Matthau. Walter, dude, raising $4 million, that was great. That's exactly who we should raise money for. Maybe not now. I think he left his body a few years ago.
grumpy old men. Who doesn't like... Maybe that's the thing. Everyone can agree. This is what I posit right here. I'm going to get close to the microphone. See if I can smell my phone charger from here. I got a phone charger for this.
Maybe we can all agree on liking the movie. And I'm gonna go around doing interviews. Maybe I'll put out another zine soon. What can we all agree on? That, like, Grumpy Old Men's a pretty cute movie. And everyone likes to look out at a body of water once in a while if they're not sight impaired, right? So I should find out. I should, and I know where to go, too. A really nice guy works with people who are sight impaired. So if they can't do that, or maybe if they're losing their sight, what is they found as a substitute? One of my favorite artists. I don't think I got to see him play records in Detroit in like 2003, but I noticed his presence, and I'm just like, who's this guy? This floppy haired guy running around, all happy, club 5 a.m. Tomorrow there's going to be more music. This is. Fiat Chase, this is happy horse shit. I'm just like, I can't believe it. My bag is pretty unorganized right now. It's really cool. In this book, he goes to, Mr. Packer does, goes to Youngstown, Ohio. This is the Tammy Thomas portion of it. She's a woman who grew up in Youngstown. This is from page 91. The work didn't destroy your body like the steel mills, but it beat you down. Tammy developed asthma after she worked the solder pot at Thomas Road, dipping copper wires into melted lead. It felt like her chest and her back were trying to touch, and it got so bad that sometimes she had to be hospitalized. Like a lot of workers, she also got carpal tunnel syndrome. They called it Packard hands, treated with splints and medication, and years after she had stopped working in the factory, the pain still sometimes woke her up at night. She found out that she could be a little rebellious. Once, a temp came to work in her area, a white woman in her 30s, divorced with children. This girl was too scared to take breaks. She was scared to go to the bathroom or talk to anyone because she thought she would lose her job. She was one of those people who would come to work early when everyone else clocked in 5 minutes before their shift. She looked worn and stressed out. One day, Tammy saw the girl on her hands and knees scrubbing up oil on the cement floor. I'm going to put my headphones on because I'm not even sure I'm broadcasting right now. Let's see. Yeah. And this is a great... I love a good book. I recommend reading The Unwinding, An Inner History of the New America by George Packer. I got to see him. I did a couple of stints in Berkeley and East Bay, the Oakland area, and I love that area. I love the trees. I've been going back there, riding my bike around there sometimes. And I was walking on the opposite side of the Berkeley campus, where I used to be a lot, and I just saw a writer from the New Yorker was speaking, and I went to go see him, and it was pretty great. And I come to appreciate him very much. Another, he's a good spat with another journalist that I like that I was talking about yesterday. And I think that's kind of, I enjoy it when writers go back and forth. I usually do try to get people engaged.